AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A 59-year-old drifter from Alabama shot up a crowded movie theater in Louisiana last night, say police, before killing himself. He killed two people and wounded nine and had his getaway car parked behind the theater, says Lafayette, Louisiana Police Chief Jim Kraft.
It is apparent that he was intent on shooting and then escaping. What happened is the quick law enforcement response forced him back into the theater, at which time he shot himself.
They still don't know why he did it. Lafayette ambulance worker Randall Mann says you should treat every day like it's your last because you never know. And he knows.
It's very personal for me. My daughter, my 21-year-old daughter Emily, was in the theater in the same row as the shooter. She is fine, thank you very much. Traumatized, obviously.
Authorities are asking anybody who knew John Russell Hauser to contact them. He had a criminal record which included arson convictions, speeding, and other offenses. Five airlines are under investigation in a price gouging scheme, says the government. The Transportation Department says some airlines raised fares in the Northeast after that deadly Amtrak crash in Philadelphia in May. It disrupted rail service. Under investigation now, Delta, American, United, Southwest, and JetBlue. Was sensitive information transmitted over Hillary Clinton's personal email server when she was Secretary of State? That's what two government investigators are asking the Justice Department to look into. A government official tells us it is unclear whether any classified information was mishandled and says the referral to the Justice Department doesn't necessarily suggest any wrongdoing by Hillary Clinton herself. The Dow is down 78. This is AP Radio News. Uh-oh. A contractor working at New York's LaGuardia Airport inadvertently caused a major power failure and dozens of flight cancellations. Our Julie Walker is in New York.
The power went out at 4:30 this morning in Delta's terminal at LaGuardia Airport. The outage occurred when a contractor accidentally cut two electric feeders that serve a portion of Terminal C. Power was restored to the terminal jet bridges as of 8:30 in the morning. Those are the passenger walkways that lead to the airplane from the terminal. Generators were brought in to help resume operations. Julie Walker, New York.
Under arrest, an Indiana man accused of running across the field during a Cincinnati Reds home game Wednesday night. Justin Buchanan was taking videos of himself as he sprinted toward center field, according to a local newspaper. Then he scaled a 10-foot fence before running out of the stadium. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.